Text, Hallmark Channel presents All of My Heart and Love, Emily's Country and Sign. Text, A Better Road Productions 2 and Front Street Pictures Production. Lacey Chabert, A Woman Walks Through Living Room as a Man Descends Staircase.
Good morning.
Good morning. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, I really gotta fix these stairs before the inn opens.
Let's worry about the rooms first.
Honey, October 10th's only 2 weeks away. You know that, right?
We'll be ready.
Barbara Pollard.
Oh, I just love fall. The leaves are turning. The air is so crisp.
I will take any time of year, as long as it includes you.
Oh, that is a good line.
A little corny. True.
Well, it worked.
Okay, what are we doing?
Okay, I gotta drop the croissants off at the coffee shop, and then I still need to get curtains for the guest room.
Okay.
You know what I was thinking?
What?
These beautiful planters here. We need some, like, orange and gold flowers. Oh, and some pumpkins.
Of course. I mean, you can't have a B&B without flowers and pumpkins.
No, and it's Bucks County. Celebrating the season is the law.
Ah, who'd have thought it?
About what?
Well, we live in a small town, and people know my name.
It's nice to feel like you belong.
Like this guy. Yeah, but I grew up in the mean streets of Manhattan, honey. Right? Being friendly is a big adjustment.
Well, you seem like you're holding up really well.
Well, I appreciate that.
Oh, look. Pretty soon, that's going to be you and me.
I don't know about you, but I think I look better in a tux.
Beth Grossbard.
Hey.
She looks at him.
I live to make you laugh, you know that?
Text, written by Karen Berger. Kisses her head.
I mean, it doesn't hurt you staring at me like that with those beautiful eyes.
I mean, all of my dreams are coming true. The inn is opening. Jenny's Home Baked is taking off.
Yeah.
And whoever thought I would own a company?
Well, I did. But you know what? I only proposed to you because of those scones.
Best part of the dream was finding you.
Oh.
6 months ago, we didn't even know each other.
Yeah, well, look at us now, right?
They walk together.
I couldn't be happier.
I know. Kind of have that effect on people.
They enter a shop.
Oh, look at this.
There you go.
It's got a lot of drawers for the guest. Oh, I really think this says Emily's Country Inn.
Price tag.
Oh, look at that. This is expensive.
Oh. But what about this one?
A pumpkin on the dresser.
Oh, okay, wait, this one is perfect. Look at that. Okay, it's a little worn, but we could polish it up. Yeah. What do you think?
This one says that this is our dresser.
That's what I think it says, too.
High five. Love your work. I'm at the polish this, though.
It's a very nice piece.
Hi.
Hi.
We're opening a B&B. I think this could be just perfect.
Well, a lot of my customers have B&Bs.
So I guess the competition must be pretty stiff then.
Yeah, but it's a good time of year to open. People are traveling out to the country to see the leaves turn.
Yeah, it doesn't get any prettier than Bucks County in the fall.
I agree.
Oh, I love this lamp. How much is this lamp?
I'm actually having a special today. A free lamp with every dresser.
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She smiles.
Thank you so much. I'm going to give this lamp such a good home.
Does she always get this emotional about furniture?
I just over free lamps.
Well, you guys are a lot of fun.
She is. I'm still learning.
No, I think you're doing pretty good.
Oh, see? You're doing pretty good.
Pretty good.
She grins as she holds lamp. She washes dishes.
Something smells really good, and I think I'm going to try it.
Go for it. I'm experimenting with pumpkin croissants to take to the coffee shop.
Takes a bite.
You know what?
He points to it.
If you bake it, they will come. In droves.
Oh, good. My distributor's expanding, so I just want them to know that my little company can keep up with the demand.
Well, back at the inn, remember the heater in one of the guest rooms?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's on the fritz.
No. Huh? No. I can't handle any more fritzes. I have too much to do.
Relax. I will have to sit down and have a chat with the heater.
Yeah, but my to-do list, it keeps getting longer. I swear, I cross off one thing, three more up here.
No. I have a to-do list, too. I gotta go see Tommy about these knobs. This remodel was worth every penny that we no longer have.
Yeah, but I do love my new spacious kitchen that I get to cook in. I just want to make the best breakfast in Bucks County.
I think you have the title all sewn up.
They kiss.
Thank you. I have to say, though, cooking with my ring, it's pretty distracting.
I know I'm blind.
Sometimes I just stare at it and I forget to stir the sauce. Oh, I placed an ad for the inn. This
What's more important, the inn or our romance? Come on.
I'm trying to combine the two. Hello? Hi. Hi, yes. Yes, we have a room. When will you be arriving? Uh-huh, and your name? Okay, then that is great. We will see you then. Thank you.
What?
We just got our first booking.
Awesome.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh,
I'm arriving
so proud
October
of you.
10th.
Mwah.
She sounded so nice.
And how can you tell?
Well, she picked Emily's Country Inn, right?
She grins at him.
Oh, good. On that romantic note, I'm gonna go feed the goats.
Okay.
He walks away.
And I'm gonna take another one of these.
Hey.
Nope.
He takes a second croissant. She smiles and grabs book. Goats outside.
I just wish I had a few more planters. I just want it to look perfect for the guests.
Well, let's hope the goats. Look in. Whoa, come here. No. You're not going over there. Okay. Oh. Ricky, come on. Ricky.
Brian and his flock have certainly a special bond, don't they?
I got her. I'll tell you what she said, but it's confidential. Not your typical career path from, you know, NBA to Wall Street. I heard you. It's a goat herder. You know, the only stocks I have in my life are livestock.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure yet what to do with my investments having a tail.
He grabs a curtain rod and puts it up over a window. She brings a lamp and sets it on dresser.
Yeah. Musical plumbing and creaking stairs. Let's hope our guests like a house with sound effects, right?
Oh, this looks just perfect.
Yeah. Price was certainly right.
You know what else I want to do? I want to get a little embroidered pillow on each bed that says, welcome. And I was also thinking some fresh cut flowers for the nightstands.
Oh, and don't forget the best breakfast they ever ate. You know, some people may never leave.
B&Bs thrive on repeat business.
No, that's true.
What?
Nothing. My new identity as an innkeeper is taking a little getting used to, that's all.
Do you ever think about your old life in New York?
I mean, sometimes. Sort of. I mean, I just miss the pace of the city. You know, it matched my internal speed. Wall Street runs on adrenaline. It's just hard to slow down, that's all. But I will take contentment over commerce any day.
And are you content?
He smiles up at her.
I'm getting there.
You know what? I think we should get a new tablecloth for the dining room table. And maybe get some new coffee mugs.
Looks up at the curtain rod.
Oh, yeah. That's not exactly even, is it?
No one will notice when I put the curtains on it.
Symmetry is an iron list, is it?
They both laugh.
Obviously not.
I'm sorry, that's terrible.
I've been reading this travel blog called The Out of Towner. And basically she covers the pitfalls of B&Bs, and I don't know, I'm starting to think maybe we should spring for better Wi-Fi service.
Honey, the remodel just tapped us out. I mean, how much more month are you talking?
This woman is really well known. She gave someone 2 stars for a lousy internet connection.
Great. Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll do some research and I'll try to get us the best deal.
Thanks. Oh, I better go because I have to drop stuff off at the coffee shop. You know what else? I gotta get new towels.
Get more stuff. Lead me dry.
He flops back onto the bed. She walks through shop.
Good morning. Hi. Hey. Okay, so I brought a few new things just to try and see if they would sell.
Ooh.
It's our only income until the inn opens.
Okay, I can't tell anyone until the ink is dry, but my boss is retiring, and I'm going to buy the coffee shop.
What? That is so exciting.
I know. And when I own this place, I will take all the Jenny's Home Bake that you can bring me.
Oh, thank you. October 10th, the big day. Tell all your friends. There's so many B&Bs opening in Bucks County, so we would really appreciate the word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that my cooking is enough to set us apart.
Are you kidding? This looks amazing.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
She smiles and inspects pastry boxes. Man reads newspaper.
Hey, Vern.
He looks up.
Hey. I saw your ad for the inn.
Oh.
Boy, you and Jenny have come a long way since you inherited that house.
Well, an old lady writes a will, and next thing you know, I'm driving an old pickup truck, and I'm hanging out at the general store.
You were like a duck out of water when you came here.
It's true. I still have my unsteady moments, Vern.
Uh-huh.
Little tugs of who I used to be, but every time I look in Jenny's eyes...
Yeah.
I remember that's the man I want to be.
Well, keep looking.
Well, thank you.
Don't
touch you. Okay, I won't do that ever again.
Hey.
Oh, here's your better half.
Hey, Vern. Did you hear that Emily's Country Inn is finally opening?
You did well by her.
That means a lot coming from you. Thanks.
What's that suitcase over there? Are you going somewhere?
Now I got a niece in Philly who's getting married.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing I like better than a wedding.
But we will make sure that you're the first to know when we pick a date, okay?
I better be.
All right, I've got to go pick up the rest of the fabric.
Yeah, actually, I got to pick up those knobs, the cabinets, so.
Enjoy your wedding.
Well, just a warm up for yours, sweetheart.
Thanks.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, try not to mess things up while I'm away, okay?
I will do my best, I promise.
He smiles.
Oh! Looks like your ride is here.
Bus stops.
Oh, how soon they come. All right. Listen, there's a storm coming, too.
What are you talking about, Vernon? Looks okay to me.
No, I got a trick knee, and it hurts every time it's going to rain. You can call it my own personal barometer.
Barometer. Here we go.
Why don't you help me?
I'm helping.
Brian enters and waves.
Morning, Trish.
He shuts the door with a smile.
Hey,
Frank. How are you?
Good. Did you get my invoice for the kitchen?
I did, yes. I did, absolutely. And actually, Jenny is making a delivery to her distributor. So we'll send you a check as soon as the funds hit the account. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. All right, tell Jenny I say hi, okay?
Will do.
Yeah.
Nice work, by the way.
Thank you.
He leaves. Brian approaches man at the counter.
This remodel is costing us every nickel that we've ever had. I guess I'll have to do the repairs myself.
Well, my condolences to the house.
Thanks. Speaking of repairs, can I pick up those knobs for those cabinets, please?
Yeah, how's Jenny liking the new kitchen?
Are you kidding me? She's a professional chef, man. It's like Picasso with a new canvas.
So the inn's finally gonna open.
Hey, yeah. You should send some of your friends. We could use the business.
That put me between a rock and my ex-wife.
Hey, you care to explain?
Gloria is turning my former home with my big screen TV in the backyard patio that I built myself into a B&B.
That house is pretty small. You mean the Airbnb?
If she didn't say what type, I just know it ain't right.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, you and Jenny going to the music festival?
I'm afraid not, man. We're too busy with
you. You gotta come. My band's playing. It's our debut.
You're in a band?
Brian smiles. Jenny walks up the porch. A woman stands by the door.
I just put the kettle on and the sewing machine is ready to go.
Thank you so much, Alice. I just need to finish the piping on the quilt and the shams.
Alice shuts the door behind them, then uses the sewing machine.
Oh, I can't believe how much I still have to do before the inn opens.
Well, this is nearly done. It's very pretty.
You know, who knew an inherited house would come with such a good friend?
Emily gave me a great neighbor.
Jenny smiles.
I just wish I had known her. I hope I do her house justice.
You and Brian filled it with joy. The decorating is just gravy.
Jenny grins.
I wanted to tell you that I saw a wedding dress I like. I saw it in a store window.
Which begs the question, when is the wedding?
I have too much on my plate right now to plan a wedding. We have to focus on getting the inn up and running, and well, I'm also trying to expand Jenny's home baked, and my distributor expects me to keep up the pace.
Well, you know best.
Jenny looks down.
The remodel also costs more than we thought. I can tell that Brian's really worried about money, and I just want to walk down the aisle when the only thing on his mind is him and me.
That kind of consideration is how you make it last.
Where would I be without you, Alice?
One quilt and two shams short.
They continue to work. Brian screws on new knobs.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, babe. I am putting on this last knob on the cabinets, and then you and I are taking the rest of the day off, and we're going on a date.
We are. Mm-hmm.
Music festival in Buckingham.
Well, don't get me wrong, I'm all in, but why there? Why now?
Rusty's band is playing.
Wait, Rusty the tow truck driver?
Yeah, that'd be him.
He doesn't seem like the musician type.
Well, I don't seem like the goat farmer type.
That's true.
I do pretty good, though.
You're a cute one.
Let's go rock out. I hope it's like 80s music. Wait. Come on, we can do
you
it.
Go first.
Squeeze through. One less croissant and I can make it.
I am so glad we're doing this, going on a date.
Me too.
No, we went from strangers to homeowners to engaged. Mm-hmm. Kind of skipped the whole courtship, right?
Well, then it's high time we do this, right? No goats, no worries, just the two of us.
You know, we've never even been to the movies.
Well, of course, because Vin Diesel and Meryl Streep's never done a film together, so. Okay, gotta ask you this, buttered popcorn or plain?
Oh, buttered, but only if it's the real deal.
Well, the real deal works for me.
All right, thank you all for coming out. This is my band, Rusty and the Breaks. Hope you enjoy what we have for you. Okay?
People dance in the barn as the band plays. Jenny and Brian sit together on a quilt atop a hay bale and listen as the five-piece band plays music.
You're home again, and all that you are is who you've been.
Who knew?
Did you realize?
And they are not bad.
Realize that I could see the sadness in your eyes.
Jenny looks at him.
Do you want to dance?
I thought you'd never ask.
He takes her by the hand.
You love your dancing.
Just know that it will always come around. Cause we were made for all these rainy days.
They spin among other dancing couples. Embrace mid dance.
I hope you know I'll have loved you more than I've ever known.
Everyone slow dances. String lights hang above.
All I ask of you is that we.
He kisses her head.
I love you.
And if you need a friend,
I never want this song to end.
Me neither.
But all I ask of you is that we could go.
I love you, Jenny.
There's something in the way. You say, I love you.
He smiles.
I love the rain. Dancing in the rain.
They slow dance with gentle smiles. Rain comes down in sheets outside. The power goes out. The band stops their performance. People begin to leave, but Brian and Jenny continue their slow dance. They stop and notice the power has gone out.
The roof doesn't leak! It's gonna be terrible! Okay, okay! There's light! Okay, all right, I got it!
They run inside the house. Now daytime, Brian patches holes in the roof with pieces of plywood.
Hey, how's it going out here?
How's it going up here? I don't think roofing is my calling.
You're doing a good job.
How would you know?
Thick gray clouds overhead.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that didn't work.
Rain falls on the roof as Jenny looks out of the window. She folds a sheet. She walks outside with an umbrella.
Hey!
Hey, I'm gonna run to the coffee shop and drop off the pastries.
Yeah, I don't think the shingles are gonna hold. I'm gonna have to tarp them.
I'm sorry.
Be safe, okay?
Good luck. I will.
Please?
Okay.
She leaves and he goes back up the ladder with a tarp. Inside Cafe's kitchen.
The house is a wreck. Thank you so much for taking me in. You can stay at my place for as long as you like. Yeah, good, because rain or shine, Jenny's home bake has to be made and delivered. We need the money more than ever. My kitchen is your kitchen. Thanks.
Jenny enters house with umbrella. Brian enters.
Oh, hey!
Hey!
You know that tarp? Yeah, you got, blown off the roof.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the roof sprang a new leak, and another leak after that, and another one, actually. So all those rooms upstairs are, again, wetter and wetter by the hour.
So what are we going to do?
Move.
I'd laugh, but I think I'm forgetting how.
Oh, that's good. Oh. Appropriate. Yeah, we actually should call this Emily's Ark. Yeah, turn it into a cruise ship. I'll be its captain.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Tommy.
Tommy gives him a quilt and pillows and sits across from him.
The couch is yours for as long as you need it.
Thanks, Tommy.
So how bad is the house?
Well, all the upstairs rooms are all wet. Jenny and I have no idea what we're going to do.
Well, I can help you fix the roof.
I don't know what to say.
Just say goodnight.
Brian smiles and nods.
Night.
Roof leaks.
My room is completely soaked.
Water drips into a metal bucket on the floor.
All of our guests are going to need wetsuits.
Welcome to Emily's Country Inn.
Yeah, my room's a mess, not to mention all the guest rooms.
Yeah, I feel like my dreams are literally drowning.
Hey. Oh, it's okay. All right, what's a little weather when you're in love?
Do you remember this is the spot where we first kissed?
I do. I guess every storm has its upside, huh?
She smiles. He grabs her neck and they kiss. They carry limbs.
Oh, look at this.
They toss the limbs and pick up an old hat.
I'd rather be fishing. Oh, that's nice. Storm with a sense of humor.
Oh no, our sign.
You think it's a sign?
I think what it means is up to us. Let's see.
She rehangs their custom sign.
And I think it says we are going to be just fine.
They both smile.
I still think it says we need a new roof, but, you know.
woman from Cafe Smiles.
Balancing books is a lot different than waiting tables.
You know what? Maybe we could help each other out. I mean, my kitchen is great for making breakfast, but I could possibly expand Jenny's Home Baked if I had a commercial kitchen to cook in.
You can use mine whenever you want.
No, I couldn't do that to you. The utilities alone would be crazy. I'd have to do something for you in return.
This is some negotiation. Whose side are you on?
Ours.
Pours in liquid.
This? If I provide the pastries for the coffee shop, will you let me cook here when you're closed?
Furrows brows.
You're on.
Really?
Yeah. Being my own boss rocks.
It rocks when it isn't raining. Oh, our first guests arrive next week. There's still so much to do. You know, I'm a little worried about Brian. I feel like maybe this is more than he bargained for.
Maybe you should ask him.
She looks up, then back down. Outside, three goats play by hay bale. One hops onto a small table. Jenny enters the house as Brian descends staircase.
Well, hello.
Hey.
You know, we really gotta stop meeting like this. Come here, let me help you.
She furrows brows.
Are you becoming disenchanted with a house in the country and opening an inn?
What are you talking about? Honey, come on, no. I love this house. Just wish you were drier and open for business.
Me too.
Good. Oh, sorry. Got a phone call.
He picks up.
Hello, Emily's Country Inn. How can I help you?
No. Jenny smiles.
No, of course. No, Bucks County is lovely in the fall. Is it just for you?
Well, then okay, Mr. Albert. We will see you then.
You are going to love it here. All right. Take care. Honey, this is good news.
We have three guests and none of the rooms are done.
They will be. Yeah, well, eventually.
Okay, let's do the Stanleys first, and then we'll do Mr. Albert's.
Lamb. Hey, you sound like a really nice guy. Maybe we'll end up bunk with the goats.
Ugh, I'm gonna have to clean these.
She removes the curtains as Brian paints.
What? Just a moment of self-expression. Semi-gloss wish.
Wait, semi-gloss?
Yeah, that's all we have left. But it's water-resistant in case we have another storm. Oh, by the way, Tommy and I are gonna fix the roof this weekend, I promise. So it never rains in our house again.
Good.
Brian descends staircase with a mop, bucket, and high-heeled shoes in hand. He looks over as Jenny struggles to open a drawer.
Honey, what are you doing?
She pulls on drawer.
The drawer is stuck.
It needs to dry out. Sweetie, it's an antique.
Yeah, well, that storm aged it another 50 years.
Hey, look what I found.
Oh, those must have been Emily's.
Yeah, it wasn't so much for her taste.
Oh, I think they're very moving. You know, shoes say a lot about a person.
Yeah, I think these shoes say she needs a new roof.
No, I just love finding little traces of Emily around the house.
All I found was a rolling pin in a popular mechanics magazine. I don't know about you, but I think our benefactor was a very complex woman.
She was lonely, you know, trying to fend for herself.
How can you be so attached to someone you never even knew?
She's family.
Her mom's aunt was her cousin. I wasn't even first string.
Nevertheless.
And I was a descendant of her caretaker, so forgive my irreverence, but honey.
You know, if it weren't for Emily, we never would have met.
He nods.
You do know, legally, one of those shoes does belong to me.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, thank you. I don't know about you, but I think I'm going to bronze mine.
He carries shoe.
Might even try him on. Not.
He drops shoe, then carries toolbox.
Why do you have a toolbox?
Oh, this? Well, let me tell you, I have a new rule. First, do no harm. Yeah, it's the oath the doctors take.
Oh, and what are you going to be repairing?
Honey, the stairs get really wet. They're creaking more than ever.
I like stairs I can hear.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He touches her shoulder as he leaves. He gently taps a mallet on various aspects of the stairs.
Did you break the stairs?
No. I did no harm. But unfortunately, the creaking was incurable. Except for, of course, the fourth step from the bottom.
She walks down each step. They all creak except
Three.
One.
Yep.
And a one silent step before the big finish.
Steps back and forth.
You know what? I kind of like the variation.
Do you?
Yeah.
Creak. Creak. Please love me and love my toolbox.
I do.
Good.
They kiss by stairs.
Are we eating yet?
He sits at dining room table and takes notes. He answers.
Hey, I got your message. What's up?
Listen, you know, the inn's about to open. I just thought I'd put the offer out and see if any friends looking for a vacation.
I'll be sure to send them your way. How are you liking life in the sticks?
Oh, are you kidding me? It's great. I mean, apart from the leaky house and the lack of income. But you know what I was thinking? I'm going to do a little financial consulting.
Just put up a shingle.
I hear Bucks County is teeming with mergers and acquisitions.
Okay, you know what? I get it. You know, maybe I didn't think this thing through, but don't rub it in, all right?
No kidding. Hey, I gotta run. I'm locking up this deal.
Oh, you know what, Harry? Good timing. Because I got a goat to deal with. Call you later, buddy.
He hangs up.
You know, at this point, Tommy, you're 5 shingles to my 1.
My dad was a carpenter, and his dad was a mason, so home improvements are in my genes.
Yeah, well, my dad traded stocks. His dad was a broker.
You can make your own destiny.
Yeah, I just don't think it should involve roofing.
Brian descends with Bucks.
Wasn't enough paper in your dinner, huh?
Come here, Gabby. Hey, Gabby.
What's that? Dude. Yeah, that's the last of my resumes, okay? Eat up. And everything I thought I wanted to be.
Goatee's paper.
Oh, I appreciate your sensitivity. Yeah. Thanks, Sir Gabby. That'll be
Grabs Bucks.
Put your shirt with your babies.
Brian stands in the bed of a red pickup truck as Jenny approaches in a bronze SUV.
I remember you.
Come here.
The embrace.
This couch is getting pretty old. I might get much sleep, so I can't wait till he comes over here and we can fix up this roof today.
Yeah, we can finish those rooms and Emily's Country Inn can officially open.
Can't wait.
He tosses work gloves in truck bed. She serves breakfast.
What do you think?
What do you mean, what do I think? Look at this thing. It's awesome. It's amazing. I'm running out of adjectives.
It's Harvest Berry Waffles.
He takes a bite and shuts eyes.
I'm not a very fat and happy man. Just hopefully not a poor one. That'd be good.
I just feel like everything's going to be great now.
Don't do that again. You're always seeing the silver linings.
Yeah, says the Prince of Doubt.
What are you talking about? I'm a realist.
No, you're a pessimist. With a lot of potential.
Well, then, just a good thing opposites attract, right?
Definitely.
Alice enters.
Hi.
She carries apple
that
buckets.
The last of the fruit from my trees.
Thanks, Alice.
You can thank me in pot.
Oh, we got another reservation for the inn.
That's great.
Yeah. You know, I've been reading this blog about B&Bs, and there's just so much I want to do when we can afford it.
There's a county fair in Warwick. You could sell your baked goods there and make some extra money.
It's a great idea. I could make all kinds of seasonal stuff. I could just make every kind of pie, and who knows, maybe I can make enough to buy a new sofa for the sitting area. I just want people to feel like Emily's Country Inn is a second home, you know?
The sofa's probably optional. Your enthusiasm will do the trick.
Oh, hey, Alice. How are you?
Hey, I'm going to make some pies and take them to the county fair.
Sounds like a great idea. I'm going for a run. Okay, my truck got washed out in the storm, so it might be a little longer.
Yeah, have fun.
Okay, good to see you, Alice.
Yeah. Is there coffee?
Oh, there's always coffee.
Numerous patrons and vendors at a fair.
Those muffins look so good.
Thanks. They're actually raspberry buttermilk.
Man squints eyes.
Brian Howell? Hi, Roger. How are you? Doling out muffins instead of doing mergers?
Actually, no. I inherited a house and I moved out here to Bucks County. This is my fiance's booth. I'm just helping her.
Hi. You know, I heard about what happened at your last firm, Brian. That was unfair.
I appreciate you taking my side, Roger. Thanks.
Come on, Daddy.
Yeah, sure. You made me a lot of money. The least I can do is buy a box of those muffins. Here, keep the change. I owe you a lot more than that.
Great. Thanks, Roger.
Thanks.
This is my wife, Laura.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Jenny.
Hi.
And what is your name?
Shay.
Brian and I did a deal together 100 years ago. It had been stalled. Brian walks in and we closed in a week.
Luck.
Dad, I want to go see the ponies.
Yeah, let's go. Nice seeing you again, Brian.
You as well, sir.
Take care.
Brian smiles and nods as they walk away.
Okay.
Yeah, this is my very first big client.
Any regrets?
Yeah, he's a very wealthy man. Only regrets not selling more muffins.
Whoa! Bombarded.
Hi. Hi.
Puts out sold out sign.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
We did all of this. And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you for your help.
No, kidding?
And people seem to really enjoy them.
We didn't sell it. I was going to eat them all. Whoa, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Can you high five? No? Yeah, girl.
Thank you, baby.
Jenny and Brian with welcome pillows on stomachs.
You know, the goat's telling me cut the grass.
I think we'll be ready in time for the Stanleys.
Brian nods.
Looks pretty good in here, actually.
Yep, now we just have to finish Mr. Albert's room.
They both sigh.
All right, I'm on it. You know this innkeeping gig? It isn't easy.
He stands. She winces.
Break's over.
She stands, then washes dishes at sink.
Step aside, my lady. It's time I lowered this an octave or two.
You know what? I like it this way. Let's just leave well enough alone.
Why don't you step back? Focus on those baked goods.
Okay.
And let your man do what men do.
Kneels down.
All right. Oh, that didn't work.
He answers his phone as he twerks on pipe.
Hey, Harry. Kind of busy right now.
Oh, not as busy as you're gonna be.
Hey, what do you mean?
You bumped into Bailey. Roger Bailey? You sold him a muffin or something?
He stands.
I have been trying to land him as a client. He wants me to bring you on board as a consultant for a merger he's doing. Wouldn't it be sweet to prove your old boss wrong for having let you go?
Harry looks at his phone.
Brian?
Yeah, I know. I'm here. I hear you, Harry. I'm here.
Hey, between the two of us, we could have this thing wrapped up in a couple of days.
Well, I mean, truth is, I could use the money.
Do I take that as a yes?
Yes. Yeah, you absolutely could take it as a yes. Thanks, Harry. I appreciate the call.
He hangs up.
Roger Bailey wants me to help him close a deal with Harry's firm.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, Wall Street doesn't carry the same allure as it once did. I mean, I'm done with the bulls and bears. I prefer goats.
It's good to know.
Where was I?
You were about to break the sink.
Right.
He nods and kneels down. Brian enters Goat Barn.
Hey, Gabby. Hey, what do I got here?
Listen, I'm going to make sure I bring you some spreadsheets for dessert, okay? Here we go.
You beautiful babies.
You guys behave.
Oi.
Jenny approaches.
Look at this. I'm going to be the only guy in Wall Street with goat hair in a suit. That's...
You're certainly the most handsome.
Well, you're too kind.
You know, are you sure you don't want me to drive you to the station?
Come on, you got enough to do. I'll be fine.
Oh, the Stanleys called and they are on their way.
Oh, I'm sorry I can't be here.
No, it's okay. You'll see them when you get back.
Yeah.
Kisses her cheek.
Okay.
He turns away as she smiles at him.
Good luck.
I feel like a stockbroker going to a rodeo.
He grins.
Have fun.
He drives away in the red pickup truck and Jenny turns to the mother goat and her two black and white kids.
Hi, I'm Jenny. Welcome to Emily's Country Inn.
Hi, I'm Nora. This is my husband, Wade.
Oh, hi.
Very nice to meet you. Come on, I'll show you to your rooms.
Perfect.
Nora and Wade smile at each other, then enter with their luggage.
Come in.
Oh,
so did you have any trouble finding the house?
My GPS got a little confused, but...
No, I made him switch it off. Turn left, turn right, she never lets up.
Yeah, sounds like my mother-in-law.
Are you guys hungry? Because I'm happy to make you brunch.
I'm starving.
Great. Here you are.
Huh. They enter the room.
Oh, this is so sweet.
Yeah.
Pancakes, blueberries, eggs.
Pancakes, no less. You should be a chef.
I kind of am. I sort of think of this as my little restaurant with beds.
Where did you work before?
Chef Oliver's Gourmet Catering. It's in Greenwich. He was a perfectionist, but I certainly got a 4-star education.
So where is this Emily? Will she be joining us?
Only in spirit. She passed away and I inherited the house. Me and my fiance, Brian.
Where is he?
He's on his way to Wall Street.
Well, I have to ask, where's a good place to go antiquing?
Oh, there's a great little shop here right in Danfield, and there are plenty of others in Doylestown.
Oh, great. Well, this breakfast looks amazing. Looks like we picked the right place.
Thank you so much. Enjoy.
She walks away with a smile. Meanwhile, traffic bustles in New York City. Several taxis at a crosswalk.
This merger would benefit both sides equally.
Except for next year's projected revenue.
I mean, yeah, of course, you can look at the numbers or you can look at the big picture.
Which is?
Which is, the fundamentals and the technical analysis both show that this sector has momentum. This is at its peak before the fall, if you sit on this opportunity.
The time to act is now, while you have the market's attention.
Brian smiles at others.
Looks like we're getting closer to a deal.
Outside of Inn.
Inn! I am so glad you chose Emily's country and Mr. Albert.
Mitchell, please.
I'll bring some fresh towels to your room.
Okay, that would be fine.
Okay, we'll be in touch.
The men smile and nod.
We'll be able to wrap this up pretty soon.
I'm working on a new acquisition. I'd like you to consult on that as well.
That is a great idea. Nobody bottom lines the numbers as persuasively as Brian.
Appreciate that, Eric. It would be an honor.
No, I'm late for a 1 o'clock. I'll call you guys later.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Roger.
All right, let's get you caught up on that Peterson deal.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I know Bailey can be demanding, but he's a good guy.
It has nothing to do with him. In fact, the matter is, what am I going to tell Jenny?
We're only talking about another week or two here. And everybody in the office commutes from Connecticut or wherever. You can commute from Bucks County. Slay the markets during the day and tend to your goats at night.
You done?
Yeah, let's get this.
Go in your massive office and get me the Peterson deal.
Outside of the inn at nighttime, Brian enters.
Honey? Jenny?
Hey. How are you?
I'm good. I gotta get to Casey's and start baking.
Listen, before you go, I think there's something you and I should discuss.
Oh, no. Is it good or bad?
It depends on how you look at it, really.
They sit.
Roger Bailey asked me to help him close another deal.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
No, it's not going to take long. I mean, I can commute back every night. It'll be easy.
It's great.
You're okay with it, right?
Yeah.
Honey, listen to me. My life is here. It's going to be fine. It's just a way to make a quick buck.
I just miss you, but that's awesome. I got to get going, though.
She stands and leaves.
Can you bring me back some of that Jenny's home bake so I can eat it on the train?
Of course.
Love you.
He furrows his brows as she steps out. He looks away. Now daytime, Brian hops inside of the truck as Jenny holds one of the kids.
It's okay.
Bye.
She lifts her hand to say goodbye and he drives off. She smiles for a moment, then sighs.
I have 3 guests. Congratulations. I finished these last night. I just thought I'd drop them off.
Thank you so much, Alice. You know, you should stay and eat something. I made enough for an army.
If you insist.
Jenny sets out plates and prepares breakfast. 3 guests and Alice sit at table for breakfast. Jenny pours their coffee.
This is some spread you put out.
Aw, I'm so glad you're enjoying it.
Where's Brian? Will we meet him today?
He's just in the city, doing one more deal, and then he'll be back for good. Hmm.
She smiles and nods.
I found an antique lamp yesterday that's part of the pair, so I am determined to find its mate. Hun?
I guess that's my cue.
Happy hunting.
Thank you.
Good luck finding that lamp.
Jenny and Alice smile.
You know, Alice lives on that beautiful farm just down the road.
Oh, that's a very pretty piece of land. I saw it when I drove by. When I was a pilot, I traveled all the time. Now I just want to land for good and maybe do a little bit of fishing.
I have a boat docked at the lake. More trout than you can count.
Well, if that's an invitation, I'd be delighted.
Aww.
She raises her brows and coffee mug, and he does the same, then sips.
Those pumpkin croissants are a huge hit.
Oh, I'm so glad. All right, well, I better get back to the inn.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, no, the guests are great. I just hardly ever see Brian. He's been back and forth to the city all week. He spends more time on the train than he does with me.
That's just temporary, right?
Right.
Yeah.
She winces as Jenny walks away.
You ladies let me know when you're ready to order.
Thanks, Casey.
Yeah, thank you.
So, what brings you to Bucks County?
Oh, research for the out-of-towner. I'm doing this series. Well, no, it's more like a warning about all these new B&Bs that are popping up in the area.
We do have a ton of B&Bs around here.
Ugh, I know. I've already tried 3 of them. I was not impressed.
Casey, do you know any good B&Bs?
Yeah, I know a great one. It's brand new and the food is terrific.
Really?
Which one is that?
It's called Emily's Country Inn.
Squint size.
Maybe you should check it out.
Yeah, maybe.
Inspects inside her mug.
Do you know where we could find a latte?
Hi, Harry. Yeah, listen, tell him to run the numbers again, okay? Because I know I'm right. All right, I'm on my way.
You okay?
No. Listen, this deal's in danger, Fong. I gotta go.
Kisses cheek.
Miss us.
I miss you too.
He buckles his seatbelt in the truck and drives away as she watches with furrowed brows and a frown. She walks away. Inside, she measures ingredients over a bowl. The lights go off and the mixer stops.
Not now.
She walks away from the mixer. In his room, the single man tries to turn on a radio, then a lamp. A woman tries to use the hairdryer. Her husband inspects lamp.
Emily's Country Inn just blew a fuse.
He smiles. She does the same and rolls eyes.
He needs electricity on a night like tonight. I've never seen so many stars.
That's the beauty of getting out of town.
What did you do to these?
Those s'mores have a cognac and cranberries and a little bit of almond extract.
Oh, gourmet s'mores.
Where's Brian?
She tucks hair behind ear.
How could you miss a night like this?
He takes his wife's hand and they smile. Jenny looks away, then down at the campfire as it flickers and glows against her skin. At nighttime, Brian works on a laptop in a dark room.
Tommy grabs things. He checked it out and said that 3 guests was just more than the worn out wiring could handle.
Okay, fine. So then what do we do?
He said the whole house needs to be rewired.
Honey, the whole house?
He looks down.
All right, well, what about our guests?
I've given them candles and lanterns in their room. I don't know. I feel like we're spending more money on the B&B than we're making.
It's fine. Look, honey, I'm going to make enough money on this job with Harry. I'll put the lights back on. The whole house, I mean.
I guess I should wave you off with more enthusiasm then.
No, but I will settle for a kiss once in a while to get back.
Oh.
They turn to her.
Sorry to interrupt. Could we just have a few more candles for the room?
Of course, absolutely.
You must be Brian.
Yes. Hi.
No, you're one lucky fella. She's an incredible cook.
I am the luckiest man in the world.
Thank you for being so understanding.
You know, I actually enjoy this. Wade isn't reading or watching TV, so we're actually talking to each other. Turns out we have a lot to say. Anyway, you too. Carry on.
She smiles and shuffles back into her bedroom. Jenny smiles and tucks hair behind her ears.
Me too, baby.
They cuddle into each other. He kisses the top of her head as they sit on the couch and watch the fireplace. Outside of the inn at daytime.
Hey, hand me those needle nose pliers.
This one?
Yeah.
Stupid name for pliers. You know, it's my first day off since we're back on Wall Street.
Oh, is that what you did?
Only temporarily. Enough with the knowing looks, Tommy. Jenny and I are doing just fine, thank you.
Still got that picture of your kids on your phone.
Brian reaches into his pocket and shows photo of the mother goat and 2 kids.
Same guy, Tommy. Just wearing a suit to make a buck.
Wow. Don't let the suit define the man, huh?
He looks down.
You're so tall, I could afford to be offended.
He smirks and continues to work.
Is this Emily's inn, or?
Would you like a room? Although I should warn you, we don't have any electricity right now.
Okay, well, do you think the inn will be fully functional soon?
It better be, because I'm running out of candles.
Yes, I am hoping that everything will be fixed by tomorrow. Would you like to make a reservation?
Okay.
Is it just for yourself?
Yes.
Okay, and when will you be arriving?
Next Tuesday. You can put it under Denise.
Denise. Okay, great. We'll see you then.
She hangs up the phone.
She's clearly an amateur.
She sighs, rolls eyes, and flops back in bed.
At the inn. Good. Nora and Wade are about to check out. Oh, I got another booking.
Oh.
I just have to keep those rooms rented. You know, I kind of feel like our money problems have forced Brian back to Wall Street. It's not what I want.
What does he want?
She raises her brows.
I don't know.
She pauses for a moment. She sits on bench swing under tree by goats. Hi. As Brian approaches.
Oh, goodness.
He sits down beside her and kisses the top of her head.
This view is so much better with you beside me.
He pets her shoulder.
Oh, man. I gotta tell you, Jenny, I was up all night monitoring the markets. I've been falling asleep on the train, so...
Licks his lips.
Jenny, I don't know, but this commute's taking a toll, so... I thought I'd talk to Harry and see if maybe I could stay at his place, you know, just the week. What do you think?
I understand.
Do you?
Yeah.
She nods, then looks at him.
Thank you.
He checks his watch.
I'm gonna miss my train. I will call you later. Okay?
He stands up and walks away, then pauses. He turns to her.
It's not forever, you know. I'll be home on the weekends.
She gazes into his eyes. He looks away with a slight frown, then walks away as she remains on the swing. One of the kids approaches her. Jenny and one of her guests exit the inn together.
Well, I think we're gonna get going. You know that little shop in Doylestown? They're trying to find me a matching lamp. They'll call me when it comes in.
Oh, well, I hope you'll stay here.
Of course we will. We've had such a good time.
You are always welcome.
We'll see you soon.
Hey, right, take care.
Jenny smiles and waves.
I also factored in all the variables and the impact of currency fluctuations.
You got Peterson back to the table.
Yes, he'd only leave Dallas if he was ready to close.
Good work, guys. Really good work.
Thank you, Roger.
I made the right decision getting you involved, Brian.
Yeah, you did.
Appreciate it, man.
Brian smiles.
You, my friend, are making yourself indispensable.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Okay, thank you.
I've got an empty office at the end of the hall.
No. This is only supposed to be temporary, Harry.
I'm only providing a desk. The ambivalence, that's all yours.
Oh. Hands in his pockets.
Enjoy.
I can almost guarantee it's not as big as yours.
Guaranteed.
Brian uses computer. He checks phone.
Hey, honey.
Hey, I just got a call.
Are you okay?
My distributor was bought out by another company, and they may be dropping Jenny's Home Baked.
Okay, all right. So just calm down. You'll find yourself another distributor. It's fine.
No, but it took so long to get that one. They want to have a meeting to discuss the terms. What do you think?
See, there you go. They want to meet. That's a good sign.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope so. I know we really need this income.
We'll be fine.
Keep your chin up. I love you.
He hangs up with a smile which quickly fades. He furrows his brows and rubs his eyes. Jenny in office with woman.
We distribute to supermarkets and chain stores. We don't carry many smaller startups like you.
Our sales are really starting to increase.
You'll need to step up production, which means moving your operation to Pittsburgh, where we have a plant.
But I think Bucks County is a much better fit for Jenny's Home Baked.
The personal association with the brand is of limited use.
Oh, but it's not just a marketing ploy.
We can get you into more stores if you use cheaper ingredients to cut down costs. It's quantity over quantity in the outlets that we serve.
She smiles at Jenny.
What do you think?
I think you're confusing quaint with quality. I want to make something I'm proud of.
Well, let me know how that works out.
She smiles and returns to work. Jenny grabs her boxes of pastries. Brian walks with co-worker past
Jenny,
a taxi.
Distributor.
Oh, no.
Big financial blow, Harry. Maybe at least we have the inn.
Well, and you've got this job.
Yeah, which is why I gotta get up to the office. I got a lot of work to do. Listen, have you talked to Roger about that meeting we're supposed to be lining up?
Yeah, I have. It's all coming together.
Good, because I mean, we gotta nail this down, buddy.
Colorful flowers outside of the inn. Jenny sweeps the steps as Denise approaches with suitcase.
Hi. You must be Denise.
Yes.
Welcome to Emily's Country Inn.
Thank you.
Come on up. I'll show you to your room.
Okay.
We're so happy you're here.
Okay, I...
Tote's luggage up steps.
Two-story craftsman house. The room is rather small. It's adequately furnished. The bathroom's down the hall. It's an average view, just a barn and so on.
She walks to the door.
Just in case you want to take a shower. I should warn you, though, the plumbing is a little, musical.
Is that so?
Yeah, but it works totally fine.
Anything else?
How do you take your coffee?
I prefer tea.
Tea, got it, great, I'll see you downstairs.
Jenny leaves with a smile. Denise inspects chalkboard sign on the door with her name on it. She shuts the door. She tosses towel.
It's a very small chair.
She sits in mint green wood chair with a scowl. Jenny serves scones.
There you go. So, all of this food is just for me?
Well, my other guest is out fishing. My friend Tommy may join us, but he's actually trying to fix the electrical outlets.
That smells so good.
Oh, please have a seat. Tommy, this is Denise.
Hello.
Hi.
Denise stares longingly at Tommy, brows raised and mouth wide open as he digs in.
I eat based on height and weight. You should try the blueberry scones.
Okay.
She takes a bite of scone.
Incredible, right?
It's delicious.
Just wait until you try the crepes.
She looks down at the scone.
This is very good.
You came to the right place.
She takes another bite with a smile. Jenny, a cafe.
Run the inn and keep Jenny's home baked afloat. You know that coffee shop chain, Cremacinos? That would be an ideal vendor for me.
Oh, yeah, I've been to the one in Warwick.
Yeah, I could do an entire line of cappuccino-flavored pastries. I've been experimenting with cupcakes and croissants all day.
How much cappuccino have you had?
I had to taste everything I baked. Why, do you not think this is a good idea? Is this the caffeine talking, or is this a good idea?
No, it's a good idea.
Okay, whatever it is, it beats me sitting around waiting for the phone to ring.
You could always call Brian.
She looks down.
I'm the one who went away.
They look at each other. New York City skyline at nighttime. Traffic flows through the city streets. Harry enters the apartment as Brian works on couch.
You're still at it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you know the Nikkei and the DAX are both way up?
Shrugs.
Come on, Harry, play in our favor.
You want a beer?
Yeah, absolutely, thanks.
Harry goes to the fridge and grabs beers.
You know, you don't really look like a guy who's about to walk away from all this.
You know.
He stands up from couch.
I'm confused. Confused is better than deceiving yourself.
He takes beer.
Cheers.
They clink glasses.
I have a briefcase in one hand and I've got my toolbox in the other.
He sips.
You don't hear very often. It's not a metaphor. It's my reality.
I say this with all due respect to Jenny, who you know I like very much. I don't see you living in the sticks.
Brian shakes his head.
Oh, loser, Harry. This guy, the one that belongs on Wall Street? That's the guy she fell in love with, Harry.
What if this is who you really are? You can't change for someone else. That never works. Trust me, I've tried. Just ask my ex-wife.
I'd rather not. I don't know, I just don't know what to do.
It may not entirely be up to you. Jenny may have doubts of her own.
Brian raises brows and looks to the side. Casey smirks as she eats dessert.
Here's the cappuccino.
Good. I'm taking all my samples to their flagship store.
When will Brian be back?
Hopefully the weekend. He's under a lot of pressure at work, so I try not to ask.
Maybe you should go see him. The trains go both ways.
Yeah, but he's busy. And I'm busy here. I can't just leave the inn.
At least let him know how you feel.
Casey, I don't know how I feel. He's changing. I just feel like we're being pulled in separate directions.
Maybe he was trying to be who you wanted him to be. It's what I've done with everyone I've ever dated, which is why I'm still single.
She smiles. Jenny furrows brows. She answers.
Hi.
Listen, I hope I'm not calling too late.
Is everything okay?
No, it's not, Jenny. I miss you.
I miss you.
Yeah, I love you.
He smiles.
Did I miss
you? Not recently.
Well, I do.
I love you, too.
He shakes head.
That's all I wanted to say.
And that's enough.
Can I call you in the morning and say it again?
I'd like that.
I'll see you tomorrow night.
She hangs up and looks back at Casey.
You gotta hand it to the guy. His timing is great.
She sighs and looks down.
He's great.
Smiles slightly. Aerial shot of New York City in the daytime.
Yeah. I just scored us an invitation to Bailey's party. Strictly a power player affair.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
Dude, thanks for working, buddy.
Right.
Hey, listen, do you think Will and Boss will be there? I mean, I could lose some professional vindication being fired for his mistakes.
Oh, he'll probably show up. Bailey's parties are a networking paradise.
That's awesome. Listen, I just want to thank you. Hey, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be able to meet myself in the street. It means a lot.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hello, sir.
Brian, I assume you're coming to the party?
Absolutely. Would miss it.
Good. Bring your fiance. My wife was very impressed with those muffins.
I will let her know. Yes.
You're becoming quite an asset, Brian.
He walks away.
Gotta get home.
Later.
Brian walks away. Outside of the inn. Inside, Brian packs up laptop as Jenny approaches.
Good morning.
We shouldn't have to leave so soon.
I know, honey, me too, but I gotta get back. Some issue with the final draft, the proposal. I mean, the deal's close to closing and everything. It's just, you know how Wall Street is. They're just...
Actually, I don't know.
Well, you know, I mean, there's always this social component, right? I mean, there's golfing, there's lunches and parties. You know, I mean...
She glares at him.
Okay,
Brian sits down opposite
Roger's
from her.
Roger's throwing this party. I have to work on Friday night, all right? And it is a very big deal to even get invited. Now, I know you're busy, but I'd really like you to come.
I'd like that, but I have guests. I can't just leave the inn.
It's a cocktail party. You won't even be late getting back, honey. And Alice, I mean, maybe she can pinch it for you.
Okay, I'll think about it. Just let me think about it.
Okay. I love you.
You too.
He sighs.
Wish me luck. Let's close this thing,
good
okay?
Luck.
All right.
Careful.
You got it.
He shuts the door. She half smiles, lips tight, then sighs and looks to the side. Denise descends stairs.
I could use another lamp in my room, but there's only one outlet.
Oh, okay. I'll ask Tommy to install one.
Oh, okay. Good. Thanks.
Sure. No problem.
Is he an electrician?
Well, he owns the general store, so he kind of just does everything. Honestly, this house would fall over if it wasn't for him.
Oh.
She squints eyes.
Is he responsible for the musical plumbing?
No, that would be Brian's fault. He's my fiancé. He'll be here tomorrow. You'll get to meet him.
Okay.
She nods.
Hey.
Denise turns and pauses.
Yeah, two outlets would be better, just because people need to charge their phones.
Sure. Yeah, I'll ask Tommy.
Great. Okay. So, just go.
Mitchell and I go fishing every day. Then I make him dinner. It's been a long time since I cared for anyone.
Aww. Alice, he seems like a really nice guy.
He is.
And he actually asked me if he could extend his stay. I think because of you.
Alice grins as Jenny sips coffee.
What's going on with you and Brian?
I don't know. He wants me to go to this cocktail party in the city, and I'm just so busy, and... I don't know. It does kind of seem important to him, though.
Well, then you should go.
Yeah, but it's a Park Avenue penthouse and this Wall Street crowd. It's not really my style.
It's a party. Go have fun. Maybe that would help you understand that part of him.
She looks down.
I guess I'm going to New York.
Alice raises brows and grins, then raises mug. Jenny smiles and they clink mugs. Jenny descends staircase in black dress.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so I've left a ton of food in the refrigerator. Are you sure you're gonna be okay?
Oh, you bet. Alice should be here anytime. We're gonna be watching a movie together.
Thank you for holding down the fort.
I'm becoming kind of a permanent fixture around here. Alice and I are turning into a lot more than I ever expected.
No. She smiles.
Great guest. And if I had my way, you'd never leave.
I'm gonna grab more of those scones.
Right.
You have a good evening.
Thank you.
So, there was hardly enough light to read
last
night. Yes,
I'm so sorry. Tommy just got here to fix it.
Are you going somewhere?
Yeah, I'm just driving into Manhattan. I'll be back tonight.
So you're leaving your guests unattended?
Yes, but my friend Alice will be here.
Alice?
She's great.
Hello, ladies. Are you off to the city?
Yes, that was the plan. Are you sure you're gonna be all right?
I'll be around if you need anything.
I guess, yeah, that'll be okay.
Okay. All right, thank you both so much. I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye.
Jenny leaves, Denise stares at Tommy. Tommy raises
Let's see
brows.
About putting that owl in your room, huh?
Oh, yeah, two. If it's not too much trouble. For
no
you.
Trouble at all.
It's just a chair.
She smiles.
It's my room.
Taxis parked on the side of a New York City road. Jenny walks past them in black dress with black coat. She enters the office and approaches the receptionist at the front desk with a smile.
Hi, I'm looking for Brian Howell.
And you are?
Jenny Fintley.
Ah, yes, Brian's expecting you. His office is right up the stairs.
His office?
Second door on the left.
Great, thanks.
She walks away from the front desk. Brian licks his lips as he studies the computer monitor. Jenny knocks on his window, then waves.
You're here!
He grins and opens
Hi.
Door.
Look at you. You look so gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know you had an office. This is so nice.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, it's just temporary. You know, it's a bit close to steel. I am so happy to see you.
Oh, it was worth the trip to see your smile.
Jenny!
They kiss.
You made it. Oh, you look lovely, as always.
Thank you.
What is that new?
This is new. What do you think? I'm trying to look important.
Harry raises one brow. Jenny laughs.
Too much, isn't it? Yeah, it looks like I'm trying too hard. And I am. I am trying way too hard. I am gonna go home and change. And I'll see you kids at the party.
He smiles and walks away.
Is this an audition or a party?
No, this is a night out together in the city.
Okay?
They walk arm in arm. At nighttime, they walk through a party with champagne glasses.
This is what, I guess, real money buys you. Look at that view. It's beautiful.
Brian.
Yes?
I thought that was you.
Hi, Howard.
I heard you're back in the game. I'm pleased for you.
You must miss him, Howard. With Brian, I always know I'm in excellent hands.
The two men stare at each other.
It's good seeing you again.
Brian raises his brows.
Roger,
welcome. Jenny, let me get Lara. I know she'd love to see you.
Great.
I'll be right back.
That's Howard, my old legendary boss.
Wait, the one who fired you?
Yes, the one who fired me. Thanks for reminding me. I appreciate that.
I am so glad you could join us. Hi. You make the best muffins I ever ate. It's very nice of you to say.
Excuse me, Brian, why don't we go grease the wheels on this Peterson deal?
I'll be right back.
Excuse me.
All right, babe.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
So Roger tells me that you and Brian have a little inn.
We do, in Bucks County.
Oh, that's an awfully long commute. You two should get an apartment in the city. Duty calls. Excuse me, Jenny.
Sure.
She walks away. Annie stands alone with a Campagna glass. She approaches a server.
Looks really good. Can I try that?
Of course.
She takes one.
I can actually taste the tarragon. Sorry, I used to be a caterer.
How'd you graduate to guest?
It's a long story.
She looks to the side.
Your shoes tonight. It's not exactly my crowd. Ugh. My feet are killing me. Good luck.
She smiles and walks away.
Look, we've made our mistakes in the past, but that's behind us. Nobody's perfect. You don't want to work with a team that's perfect.
Is he trying to ruin you? I don't know what you're doing. I haven't made a mistake since I've been working on my best.
Jenny walks away. Brian turns to her with a smile. He does a double take as she is gone. Jenny smiles as she sits with goats.
Come here, Achilles. Come here.
She swings on the wooden bench with a frown. Pastries on a baker's rack. Jenny removes one tray.
You know, Brian and I were at the same party and we were a million miles apart. It's me and Daryl all over again.
Except Brian makes you laugh.
He used to. I mean, he's never around anymore. Casey, I think I have to start thinking about what happens if we don't make it.
What? No, it won't come to that.
No, I gotta fend for myself. That's why this meeting is so important. How do I look? Do I look professional?
You look like you mean business.
Good.
Okay, I've got my samples. We are all set. I even made a cupcake with the logo and the frosting.
Oh, I tried one. They're delicious.
Thanks.
She smiles and walks away. Casey smiles.
You certainly are persistent. That's a lot of calls and emails.
I hope I didn't overdo it.
I'm afraid all I can give you is 10 minutes.
That's 5 more than I'll need.
Okay, show me what you got.
All right, this is an almond and cappuccino croissant.
He lifts one and takes a bite. He looks at her as he chews and begins to smile.
You're not selling these anywhere else?
No, I created that recipe just for you. They'd only be sold here.
Mm. That's nice how you did the label.
Thank you. It's white chocolate frosting.
I'm impressed. Most of my suppliers are big operations with costs and delivery that I can depend on.
Those big operations, they had to start somewhere, right? I mean, kind of like you. I'm just asking for an opportunity to prove myself. I won't disappoint you.
He nods.
3 locations, and we'll see how it goes.
So we have a deal?
You had me at the cupcakes.
Thank you.
They shake hands.
So they found my matching lamp. And maybe even a table from the same estate.
That's great. Well, your room is all ready.
They all smile.
What of you?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Just gonna catch the Dolphins game.
He shuffles inside.
Hey, where's Brian?
He's enjoying the view in Manhattan.
You must miss him.
I was hoping it didn't show.
You should tell him.
She smiles at Jenny, then walks in. Jenny on the phone.
Hey, it's me.
Listen, Peterson had to go back to Dallas, so everything's in limbo.
Including us. Brian, we have to decide what we're doing.
Okay, I know when we will.
But I think we need to do it now. I miss you. That's all I needed to say.
That's all.
He nods. She hangs up with a frown and pats phone against her manicured nails. Brian with furrowed brows.
I've got to go home for a few days, Harry. And then what?
Brian stands up.
I don't know.
They look at each other.
I really don't know.
Brian looks down.
My cappuccino cupcakes seem like they're a hit.
Yeah, that's great.
And the inn is filling up.
Yeah.
And
it's all good.
You know, I picture things in my head and they're kind of coming true.
Mm-hmm.
I never pictured you being absent, though.
Honey, I know. I mean, it's not something I pictured either. And we just got to work through it right now, so. Hold on. It's Roger. I gotta take this, okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, of course.
Roger. Hey.
On phone.
Yeah, no, I'm in Bucks County. No, listen, Harry can handle the meeting. Everything's gonna be fine. Yeah, I just had to come home for a few days. Great, I'll get back to you. Thanks, Roger. Bye.
He hangs up.
I'm sorry, where were we?
Brian, I feel like we're right where we started when we inherited the house. Your heart is on Wall Street, and Brian, my heart's here.
Honey, can't we just say my heart's commuting? I mean, I'm just...
Yeah, but you're changing, Brian.
What? Honey, I'm...
He rubs nose and sighs.
Okay, you know what, maybe, yeah, I admit that the pull of who I used to be is strong. I admit that, but it's not just for the money. You know, it's for the energy of the city and the fact that I get a chance to do what I love to do and be good at what I want to do.
No, I understand that.
Do you?
Of course I understand that, and I want you to be honest with me.
I am.
We have to be honest with each other, no matter what.
Okay.
He looks down. She looks up.
I honestly love you. And the rest of this, I'll try to figure it out, okay?
I don't want to pressure you. I mean, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, but I can't wait forever.
He nods.
You won't.
He leans in and gives her a kiss.
Okay,
come here.
They walk together arm in arm as they stroll the perimeter. Denise and her friend walk together.
So, Susan, you decided to stay. I'm reviewing Emily's inn.
Oh, what do you think?
Nah, it's on par with the other newbies. Except for the food, which is excellent.
Hey,
Denise.
Hi.
She admires him.
This is my general store. Stop in and say hello.
Oh.
Maybe we could have lunch. If you have time.
Yeah, I do.
That'd be great.
He smiles at them.
Well, I gotta run.
Oh.
He steps up the stairs and enters the store. She watches with eyes wide. Her friend grabs her arm.
Who's your friend?
I met him at the inn.
Why did he call you Denise?
Oh, sometimes I check in under a false name, just in case anyone knows who I am.
Well, he's very good looking.
Yeah.
And very tall. Maybe he'll end up in your blog.
Maybe.
Susan smiles.
I just promised Jenny I'd finish painting the hallway.
You gonna be around long enough to watch it dry?
Better keep her happy or turn into me.
You pining for your ex?
I miss my dog and my big screen TV. But most of all, I miss the way she saw right through me.
Raises brows.
Sometimes you don't know how good you got it till you lose it.
A mechanic's guide to love.
Words to live by, guys.
He happens to be right.
Brian looks at Tommy, then turns to leave.
Oh, hey, Denise. Hi.
Oh, I just came here to get some pushpins. So.
Okay, that's fine. Jenny's probably got them at the house.
No. That's okay. I'm gonna get my own.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Smiles.
Pushpins, right?
Yeah.
I have to watch you.
There you are.
Oh, wow. What?
You're spoiling us, Jenny.
Oh, no, it's just because I want you to come back.
Jenny sits down.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I don't think Jenny should limit herself just to breakfast. I think this should be a B&B and D. Bed and breakfast and dinner. What do you think?
Yes. Well, I mean, that might not be practical considering both of you are gone so much.
Jenny looks to Brian.
Well, I'm doing a little work in the city. It's only temporary. Right, honey?
I hope.
Well, I don't know how you can beat Bucks County.
I know, right? I love it here. I mean, I love it. Don't you love it?
I do. I love it. I love it. It's the most beautiful place in the world. I've got to take this call. 1 second. Roger. Hey, man. Yeah, listen, I'm going to have to call you back, okay? Okay, thanks. Bye.
Guests look at each other.
Sorry.
Brian sits down. Everyone winces as they sit at the dining room table.
Well, the antiquing around here, I mean, it's incredible.
Call him if you want to call him.
No, it's fine. You can wait. It's not a big deal.
What's going on? Why is he calling so much?
Honey, we're doing another deal together, so I mean, I owe him a little bit of my time.
Another deal?
Yeah.
That means you're going to be going even more? Why haven't you told me that?
Because it slipped my mind. I'm sorry. I just
slipped my mind.
I'm telling you now. Look, you want me to apologize for trying to bring more money in?
I'm not asking you to apologize, but I shouldn't have to apologize for being upset that you're never here.
Never here? I commute every single night.
We never see each other. I miss you.
Never see each other because you're out working on your...
Oh.
He touches his neck. Jenny looks down.
I'm so sorry you did not come here to hear about our problems. Please enjoy your breakfast.
Brian scratches his neck as Susan takes a bite. The guests frown at Brian.
Excuse me.
With a smile, he stands up from the table. Jenny sits outside on the swing with legs crossed and a frown as Brian approaches and sits beside her. He clasps his hands together.
Do you remember when we couldn't agree on a color for the house?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the compromise is in this situation.
Brian looks at her.
Jenny, look. We can figure this out.
She winces.
There's so many memories here.
What are you talking about?
It's no one's fault.
Shakes head.
We're just drifting apart.
She looks down. Brian looks at her as she takes off his engagement ring.
What are you doing, Jenny?
She studies the ring.
It just makes me sad right now.
She looks at him.
I think you should hold on to it until you know what you really want.
She hands him the ring and he accepts it. She stands up from the swing and walks away as he looks down at the ring. He watches her with furrowed brows as she leaves.
Hey, I am heading to Lucas's for a drink. Want to come with?
No, man. I'm just going to stay and work. But you have fun.
Anything I can do?
No, man, I'm good.
You are good. The best.
He scratches his head, raises brows and frowns as he sits with laptop. He stares off in the distance, then shuts the laptop. The creaky stairs in the inn. Jenny stands on them, halfway down the staircase. She smiles and pauses for a moment. Brian stands in an office and inspects the skyline as Harry enters.
You ready to dazzle him?
Brian stands up and nods.
Yeah, sure.
That's the spirit.
Brian walks out of the office and Harry follows after him. Jenny in kitchen.
You need any help?
Oh, I'm almost finished. Thank you, though.
Wade's wife approaches her.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Relationships aren't easy.
No, they are not. You and Wade seem so happy.
Oh, we've had our ups and downs. But this place, it's good for us.
I'm glad to hear that.
Can I help?
Thank you.
She carries plates into dining room.
All right.
Yes.
Wade rubs hands together.
This is served. There you are.
Good.
Sure.
Jenny? I'd like to extend my stay again.
That is so great. For how long?
Well, that'll depend on Alice.
Oh.
Jenny grins. Vern smiles.
It's really been good for me to be here.
Jenny looks down.
You know, I didn't really think that I would have much to smile about today, so I just want to say thank you. You guys have been great.
I just have one question. Does that mean we get another chocolate souffle?
Oh.
The men smile. Susan furrows brows.
We all know this acquisition is going to benefit everybody involved, right?
The buyer, the seller, the stockholder.
You guys don't need my opinion. Just look in the proposal there, Harry. You can open it up, take a look at the numbers. Right? I mean, that's why we're here. Let's be honest with each other, because we're all going to make money.
Sure, Brian. Everyone will make money. I think what Brian means to say is that we have a very good deal on the table.
Is that what you mean to say, Brian?
Roger, the deal's fine. I'm just not the guy to do it. Not anymore.
You all right, Brian?
No, I'm not. Roger.
Brian smiles.
I miss my goats. I miss my girl. Not necessarily in that order.
I understand.
He sighs.
I'm sorry, Roger.
I'm a family man, Brian. I respect your choice.
Harry squints. Brian extends hand.
Good luck with the deal.
Thank you.
They shake.
Harry. Good luck with the girl.
They smile at each other. Brian nods.
Thanks.
He exits the boardroom. Jenny sits on a hay bale beside the goats as Brian turns the corner and approaches her.
May I speak goat too?
She cuddles one of the kids. She turns as Brian approaches with a smile.
Hi.
She stands up and sets down the goat. She wraps her arms around his shoulders and he kisses her ear. Tears well up in her eyes.
Are you sure this is what you want?
I've never been more sure of anything in my life.
What I feel for you is priceless.
He holds her head in his hands. She smiles up at him. He leans in to kiss her and she caresses his back.
Welcome home.
He picks her up and twirls her around. Susan enters the kitchen.
Tommy asked me to be his date tonight and I have nothing to wear.
You're welcome to borrow something of mine.
I really like him.
There is a lot of him to like.
Yeah.
Come on, come look.
She grins.
Did you invite Rusty?
He invited himself.
Susan descends the staircase in a teal bell sleeve dress.
Oh, man, a few words, though. Let me simply say, wow.
She smiles at him as Brian stands between them.
I'm gonna go put the champagne on ice.
I didn't have anything to wear, so then Jenny told me that she could lend me something, and so I put it on, and I thought that maybe I would.
They kiss each other. She presses her palms on his chest. She smiles at him, then wraps her arms around his neck and they kiss. At nighttime, guests in the inn.
Now this is a grand opening.
Casey smiles at Harry as guest center.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming.
Jenny, my date just revealed her identity. It turns out her real name is Susan Barry, and she checked in to review the inn.
Why did she writes that travel blog, the Out of Towner?
Oh.
I love your blog.
Oh, thank you. I didn't have time to get you a present, but I did write you a 5-star review.
Hands her phone to Jenny, who smiles.
The house is deceptively ordinary at first. It takes a while to discover what a gem it really is. Emily's Country Inn is a magical place. And everyone lucky enough to stay there seems to find themselves falling in love.
Susan looks up at Tommy. Alice smiles.
It's very true. So, Jenny and I were an unlikely bet when we first arrived, weren't we?
Yeah.
Look at us now.
They gaze at each other, then Brian gets down on one knee.
This is where I proposed to you last time. And this is where I want to propose to you again.
Tears in her eyes.
Jenny?
He puts the ring on her finger.
I want to make you laugh the rest of your life. Will you marry me?
Yes.
She nods and smiles. He leans in and kisses her.
Brian and Jenny.
And Emily, who brought these two together. Tonight would have made her very happy.
You know, Alice, you're right. To Emily.
To Emily.
Cheers, everybody.
The new couples clink glasses and smile. Jenny and Brian kiss, then Brian takes a sip of champagne, and Jenny does the same. A dessert spread. Harry looks at Casey.
You look nice. It's Emily's Country Inn, and we're both single. I felt compelled to flirt.
Blueberries on her plate. She smiles and eats one. Outside, Brian and Jenny on the swing together.
I just wanted a moment alone with you.
Talk about a happy ending.
No. This is just the beginning.
They lean in and kiss as she caresses his arm.
Come here.
She leans on his shoulder.